会用皮带装起来。
You will save them in a bag.
因为这是多么珍贵。
Because they are so precious in your eyes.
你会擦去我们的眼泪。
You will wipe away the tears in our eyes.
我们的痛苦在你面前都消失了。
Our suffering will disappear in your presence.
再一次的，我们要领受你所赐给我们的你的肉。
Lord, once again, we are here to receive the body you've forsaken for us.
让我们在人生结束之后有复活的盼望。
So that at the end of our life, we will have the hope of resurrection.
在世上的时候，你跟我们同在。
And while we're on earth, we have your abidance.
主啊，这是多么的荣耀，多么的幸福。
Lord, this is so glorious and wonderful.
我们再次的在你面前感谢颂赞。
We sincerely praise you and thank you.
荣耀权柄都归你。
May all the glory and authority be unto you.
健康、平安、喜乐、属灵的一切福气，慢慢的加给我们。
May peace, joy, health, and all blessings be abundant in our life.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们现在这一节就是我们的圣餐礼。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our sacrament of Holy Communion.
在安息日举办圣餐，这是双重的福气。
It is a double blessing to hold this sacrament on the Sabbath day.
那安息日本身就是一个福气。
Sabbath day in and of itself is a blessing.
然后又有圣餐。
And now we're holding the sacrament of Communion.
在这个一个安静的一个放下世上工作的这样一个平安的时间里面，来领受耶稣的肉。
We have the blessing in a quiet and peaceful heart. We could come and receive His body.
约翰福音一章十四节这么记载着。
In John chapter 1 verse 14 it says,
说道成肉身
，Word became flesh，
住在我们中间
，and dwell among us，
满满的有恩典有真理
，and is full of grace and truth。
太初有道。
In the beginning, there is Word.
道跟神同在。
Word was with God.
道就是神。
The Word was God.
道成了肉身到世上。
And the Word became flesh and came into this world.
用换一句话讲，就是说神到世上。
In other words, God came into this world.
并且呢，成了肉身。
And He became flesh.
我们是有肉身的。
We carry flesh.
所以这个耶稣从这个肉身的层面来讲，跟你跟我是一样的。
So Jesus, from a bodily perspective, is no different than you or me.
当然，他的源是神嘛。
Of course, his origin is God.
是永生神的灵。
He has the spirit of the eternal God.
这个是我们跟他不一样的。
This is how we're different from Jesus.
但是以肉身来讲
，But physically speaking,
是一样的。
We are the same.
耶稣也要吃饭。
Jesus had to eat.
他不吃饭也肚子会饿。
He would hunger if he didn't eat.
他不能就重生下来说我是神不用吃一直到死，这个不可以的。
He was not exempt from eating just because he was God.
在提摩太前书三章十六节这样记载。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 it says,
他说神在肉身显现。
It says God manifests himself in human form.
为什么要这样子？
Why did it say that?
为什么道成肉身？
Why did he have to come in the form of flesh?
为什么神要在肉身显现？
Why does God have to manifest in the flesh?
为什么他要走这一趟？
Why does he have to experience human life?
神不是全能的吗？
Isn't he all powerful?
他一吹，罪就没了，可以不可以这样？可以。
Could he not breathe and all sins are washed away? Yes, he can.
但是他没有这样做。
But he didn't do that.
为什么？
Why?
他自己要来。
He wanted to come himself.
我们知道。我们很知道
We know very clearly
亚当第一个人类是神的儿子
Adam, the first man, was the son of God
用这个层面来看
From this perspective
神因为他的孩子犯罪了
Because his children sinned
他被魔鬼诱惑了
He was tempted by devil
犯罪了
He sinned
神不能吹口气 就一笔勾销啊
God can't just breathe on him and cancel all the sins.
神可以吹。
Yes, he could breathe.
这是他的慈爱。
That's his mercy.
另外一面，神也是公义的。
On the other hand, God is also just.
王子犯死罪。
Even when a prince commit a mortal sin,
古时候了哈，也是要砍头的。
A prince would have to suffer death sentence.
所以在历史上面有很多这样的例子，爸爸流着眼泪。把孩子砍了。
So there are many historical recordings of such when a king has to execute his own son.
他很爱孩子,
even though he loves his son.
但是公义一定要, 不然你要对别人怎么交代?
But justice must be carried out.
人被魔鬼诱惑了。
When man was tempted by the devil,
所以我们知道魔鬼就是控告者，他一直控告啊。
We know the devil is an accuser. He continues to accuse man.
所以神的慈爱很大。
So yes, God has great mercy.
他要完成他的公义。
And he wants to fulfill his justice as well.
所以他自己来了。
Therefore, he came to this world by himself.
你看在旧约的时候，在旧约的时候
，If you look at the Old Testament,
死人复活。
We see the resurrection of the dead.
那个少少的食物，二十个饼给很多人吃。
We see that 20 bread fed many people.
那大麻风医治。
Lepers were cured.
快要死的复活了。
The near death.
或是说死的也复活了。
The dead actually resurrected.
在旧约很多神的恩典呢。
There are many miracles and blessings in the Old Testament already.
但是有一件神没有办法去执行的。
But one thing God could not do in the Old Testament.
就是把人的罪给抹消。
That is, He could not remit the sin, the man's sin.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
最原始的罪不是说是偷啊、抢啊、盗啊，不是的。
We're not talking about the crime as we know today.
我们生过小孩吗？我没有刚看到一个 小朋友嘛。
Many of us are parents.
小孩子生下来就是罪。
The moment a baby is born, he is considered sinful.
圣经说是生在罪中。
The Bible says they're born in sin.
他做什么了？
What has he done?
他什么都没做。
He has done nothing wrong.
他想什么了？
What has he thought of?
什么都没想。
He has no evil thoughts.
但是还是罪人啊。
But yet, he still considered a sinner.
为什么是罪人？
Why is he a sinner?
圣经告诉我们。
Bible tells us,
就是少了神的荣耀。
Because he lacks the glory of God.
没有神的荣耀。
He doesn't have the glory of God.
神是荣耀。
God is glorious.
所以我们讲到以西结书的时候，我们会知道。
So when we talk about the book of Ezekiel, we'll learn this.
荣耀代表了神。
Glory represents God.
神在人间显现出来就是荣耀。
The manifestation of God in human world is glory.
所以如果你那个偷了神的荣耀
，if you steal God's glory，
没有荣耀神
；if you do not glorify God，
你侵占了神的荣耀
；if you take advantage of His glory，
像摩西为什么一生做得这么好，只讲一句话进不了？
Remember Moses' story. He has done so well his whole life, but he misspoke one word.
神说你没有在众人面前尊荣我，没有荣耀我。
God says you did not give me glory before men. You did not respect me before others.
在大神迹当中
，in a great miracle,
你偷了神的荣耀。
You've taken God's glory.
所以进不了。
So he could not enter.
那个摩西是很要紧，一直求啊，拜托，拜托。
Moses was very anxious. Please, please.
在生命记神最后跟他讲说，罢了。
In the end, God said in Deuteronomy, God said to him, "Give it a rest."
It's enough.
It is enough.
意思就是说，我们是好朋友啊。
In other words, we're good friends.
真的，他跟神很好朋友，这不行就不行。虽然是这么好的朋友，但是。不行就不行啊。
Even though he's very close to God, but there's nothing God could do for him in this case.
人犯罪。
He has sinned.
就是少了神的荣耀。
That is, he has taken God's glory.
神荣耀在我们身上。
Glory is on us today.
如果回到创世就是神的样子形象。
What does that mean? If you go back to Genesis, it means that we carry God's image.
看起来像神。
We look like God.
好像生一个小孩。
For example, if you give birth to a child,
看起来就是人样，因为是人生的。
They look like human because they're born of human.
如果有时候我们小时候很出去玩的脏兮兮的，妈妈说：“哎呦，不像人样啊，是哪里的小孩？”
You remember sometimes our parents would say, "You don't look like a human when we make ourselves so dirty playing outside."
不像人样嘛。
They'll say, "You don't look like humans."
那我们少了神的样子。
So we might lack God's image.
所以是少了神的荣耀。
That means we lack God's glory.
所以为了要把人这个神跟人的这个很大的一个鸿沟把它切断。
鸿沟。
通过 gap。
In order to close this gap between man and God，
这是用人，你再怎么大强，再怎么都没有办法过的。
This is a gap that cannot be bridged by any human effort。
这是要圣经所谓的代赎，就是要赎 redemption conciliation。
The only way is through redemption or reconciliation。
一个人替你死了。
Somebody has to die for you.
一个换一个。
One for one.
那因为耶稣是神。
But because Jesus is God.
把整个的人类当成一个单元。
He sees the entire humankind as one unit.
所有的人都是亚当的后代。
All men are descendants of Adam.
这是第一个亚当。
The first Adam.
耶稣来是第二个亚当。
Jesus is the second Adam.
所以在整个世界人的罪里面，耶稣来把它承担起来。
So Jesus was able to shoulder the sin of the entire mankind.
所以耶稣才需要来啊。
This is why he has to come to this world.
所以希伯来书第二章十四节这么说。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says.
说儿女既同有血肉之体。
Therefore, since children share the flesh and blood.
他也照样成了血肉之体。
He himself partook the same.
为要败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
In order to the defeat the power of death, that is the devil.
人犯罪之后。
After man sinned.
神说要死。
God said, you must die.
这是双重的。
There are double meanings.
死亡就是肉体朽坏。
To die could mean the corruption of your physical flesh.
然后呢，灵魂跟神隔绝。
Could die also means that your spirit is separated from God.
因为人的存在是一个整体的。
Because our existence has two elements.
我们活的时候很难区分哦。
While we are alive, it is hard to separate those two.
因为你活的是一个整体的你在活。
Because you living is composed of all dimensions of you.
但是死了之后。
But when you die,
我们才想到神创造人的怎么样创造。
Let's remember back how God created man.
他用地上的尘土。
He used the dust of the earth.
然后呢，做一个人的样子。
He formed an image of a human body.
然后神吹了一口气。
Then God breathed into him.
所以这是两个元素了，对不对？
So there are two elements, you see.
吹进去之后。
After God breathed into him,
你看创世纪二章第六节第七节。
If you read Genesis chapter 2 verse 6 and 7,
他就成为有灵的活人。
This person became a living being.
所以我们是一个 being， 我们是一个存在。
So we are
活的存在。
We're a living being.
那你这个活的存在从哪里来？
And how can you live?
这个你的本我是 living being、哦。
Where's your being coming from? Where are you coming from?
是从土。
It comes from dust.
然后呢，神的灵。
And it comes from God's spirit.
人跟动物在土的方面是一样的。
From a physical body's perspective, we're not much different from an animal.
所以医生他们在解剖人呢，有时候用猪啊，说猪跟人很像。我是听人家讲的，我不是读医的。
I'm no medical doctor, but I hear that anatomically speaking, humans are very similar to pigs.
因为动物也是从土出来的。
Because animals are also made of dust.
所以动物性人都有。动物性，这个个那个 attribute 或是一个特性 character，动物的 character 人都有啊。
So,
动物性啊。
We could find animal characters in humans as well.
但是人还超过这个吗？
But humans has more than that.
好，那因为跟神隔绝了。
But because our spirit is separated from God.
所以亚当之下的人会闯双重的死。
So everyone after Adam has to go through two different deaths.
一个，我们的身体会死。
One, our physical body will die.
对，所以现在我们看活的了哈。
So even though we look alive now.
对。古代的哲学家就讲人是起死人生下来就是向坟墓走了。
Actually, even ancient philosophers says from the moment we're born, we begin to walk toward death.
无论是谁呢，到现在还没有，有史以来很多人在炼丹啊，求长生不老啊。应该没有一个留下来。
There have been many alchemists throughout history, but no one could live forever.
肉身一定会死。
Your physical body will die.
如果你很会保健，可能多活个五十年吧。
If you're very good about taking care of your body, you may live an extra 50 years.
但是一般不会超过120岁的。
But it's hard to find somebody older than 120 these days.
很难哦。
It's hard.
因为在创世纪第六章，神就讲了人的日子120年。
Because in Genesis chapter 6, God already said people will live 120 years.
然后呢，灵呢跟神隔绝。
In addition, our spirit is separated from God.
所以我们不认识天上的父。
So we do not know the God in the Father in heaven.
所以我们常常只活在自己的存在里面，自己的 being 里面。
Often we're only living within our being.
你有动物性。
You have animal characteristics.
你有你的自我的情感性。
You have your emotion, your personality.
但是你的灵跟神隔绝。
But your spirit may be separated from God.
你没有办法跟天父讲话。
You cannot communicate to our Father in heaven.
你不晓得说你的灵是从神来的。
You don't realize that your spirit comes from God.
好，主耶稣来了。
Now that Jesus is here,
为什么叫做耶稣？
Why do we call him Jesus?
我们来看马太福音一章二十一节。
Why the name Jesus? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1, verse 27.
这个小孩要生出来。
There's a child who was about to be born.
你要给他起名叫耶稣。
You should give him the name Jesus.
耶稣呢？因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Because he is to save his people from their sins.
我们本来是他的。
We belong to him.
我们本来是他的儿女。
We are his children.
因为我们犯罪了。
But because we have sinned.
爸爸自己来了。
Our father has come now by himself.
自己成为肉身。
He himself had come into the world.
因为他跟我们一样有肉身。
Because now he carries flesh just like us.
以肉身的观点来看。
So physically speaking.
耶稣就是子了。
Jesus is now the son.
另外一个层面当然是譬如说在约翰福音十章三十节。耶稣说我与父是一。
From John chapter 10, it says, I and the Father are one.
所以今天早上我们第一节其实我们没有看哈，那个在以赛亚书有预言耶稣的降生。
In fact, in the book of Isaiah, there's prophecy about Jesus' birth.
这个小孩子生下来。
It talks about a child
being born. 第九章
了哈。Chapter 9.
这个孩子，我们看第六节。
Chapter 9, verse 6.
好，请念。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这个小孩又是爸爸。
This child is also the father.
他的名就称为奇妙测试，这个可以了解了。全能的神，他又是神，永在的父。
It's interesting that his name is Wonderful Counselor. That's easy to understand. But he's also the Mighty God and the Everlasting Father.
这是从属灵的角度来看的。
This is speaking from a spiritual perspective.
所以天父他道成肉身了，神道成肉身。
So the Heavenly Father came into this world in the form of flesh.
要把我们救出来。
In order to save us.
这是最大的恩典。
This is the greatest blessings of all.
世上的恩典。都会过去的。
All other blessings in this world will pass away one day.
你最有创造力的人。
Even the most innovative person.
最有名望的人。
The most creative, the most famous person.
还是有一天会过去。
One day you will pass away.
当你活到120岁也是过去。
Even if you live to 120, you'll pass away.
那个苹果的总裁死的时候刚好在世界在发表诺贝尔奖。
When the CEO of Apple passed away, they were actually handing out Nobel Prize.
我在德国那个报纸啊，因为我只是看报纸啊，最大版就是写他那个诺贝尔奖以前啊，如果发表的话，一定是第一版最大，都在旁边呢。
I remember I was in Germany. I read on the newspaper that rather than having the Nobel Prize winners be on the headline, Steve Jobs' death was on the headline.
都会过去的。
All these people will pass away.
迟早而已了。
It's only a matter of time.
他这样，我们也这样子。
We will pass away too.
在120年之后。
120 years from now.
谁能够坐在这里？
None of us will be sitting here.
看50年之后，因为我可能不在了。
Perhaps 50 years from now, I won't be here.
我希望活到120岁。
Of course, I hope that I could live to 120.
但是不可能。
But it's unlikely.
如果还有四十年，那就哦，就好厉害了。
It would be great if I have another 40 years. But probably not.
没有关系啊，交在神手中。
It's okay. It's all in God's hand.
在地上也好。
Whether on earth,
到天国见天父更好。
Or in heaven, actually, that would be even better to see our Father.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为耶稣来了。
Because Jesus has come.
因为我们已经接受了这个救恩了。
Because we have received the salvation.
世界最可怕的是什么？
What is the most dreadful thing in life?
我常常在想。
I often think about that question.
因为在神学院，我有担任世界宗教的课。
In the theological seminary, I'm responsible for teaching world religion.
再没有一件事情比宗教更可怕。
There's nothing more dreadful or scary than religion.
我不晓得你年薪多少了。如果我开个公司。
If I have a company.
我说你到我公司来，年薪$10,000,000了。
I said, I'll give you.
我只要领息，要不要？
I give you $10,000,000 a year salary. Would you take the job?
但是唯一个条件。
But there's only one condition.
照你现在做的，可以在家做，或是怎么样继续做。
Just do whatever you're doing now, but your salary will be $10 million a year.
然后呢，你所做的工呢，到最后你死的时候，我付给你。
The only condition is I'll pay you when you die.
911不是这样子的情况吗
？Isn't that what happened on 9/11?
他为什么开着那个飞机去撞
？Why would these terrorists fly an airplane into a building?
他想说，我撞下去见，马上见阿拉。
Because in their mind, the moment they die, they will see their God.
对，好了，你信佛。
Even if you're a Buddhist.
如果人家说，哎，来信哦。
If people say come and believe.
一信就上西天。
If you come, you will go into Nirvana.
你说，先等一等吧。
You say, well, let me wait a little bit.
再来，快要没命的时候再来啊。
I could wait until.I'll believe right before I die.
都是死后才上西天嘛，不是吗？
Because all this religion is talking about life after death.
好了，你呢？
What about you?
哇，安息日聚会。
You come to church to observe the Sabbath.
哇，做圣工。
You do holy work.
不落空。
You think it is somewhat fruitful.
以后到永恒的天国。
Because you hope one day you'll go into eternal heaven.
好了，他们都是这样在想的。
All this religion tells you similar thing.
都差不多嘛。
They're all about the same.
都是给你讲一个死后的美好的境界。
It all promises you something wonderful after you die.
如果你死了
，What happens if you die？
啊，没有。
And you don't receive anything.
没有天国给你去啊。
There's really no heaven.
你也再没有机会回来说你这个秃头的骗我。
You will have no chance to come back and say you bald head, you lied to me.
因为你已经死了。
Because you die already.
你说气死啊
！You can say you made me so angry.
没有办法死了。
So what? You're already dead.
那时候我可能死了。
I'm already dead then.
那我可能自己骗自己啊。那你被我骗呢、啊？
I may be lying to myself, and perhaps you were lied to.
对，骗人的被骗的都一样啊。
We all ended up in the same place.
不可怕吗
？Isn't that scary?、
如果你被有人爱情被骗了、啊、
，Some people will be lost in love.
说骗到死，骗到他死了。
They will actually die because of love.
他你死了，他说我不爱你啊，没有关系啊，你已经爱我那么多了嘛。我也不需要我死了你再爱我啊，是不是？所以爱情不怕说，有人说哇，爱情骗他到死，你说我不爱你，这个无所谓了。
People cannot falsely love you for all your lifetime, and then after you die, say that they didn't really love you because they have already loved you while you're alive.
因为你是一生已经用最大的爱爱我了嘛。
Because they have already loved you, they've shown you that they loved you.
人间是这些你都可以知道的。
So all these things in human life, you could figure out.
你也不会跟人家借钱说哦，借个五块钱，你死了再还你500万。
Nobody would say, I will pay you back, I'll borrow you some money from you, pay you back after you die. You wouldn't do that.
你可能说开玩笑，这五块就送给你好。
You wouldn't agree to that. You would either give them a free loan or just give them some money as charity.
耶稣来了。
Now that Jesus is here,
拯救我们。
He's here to save us.
拯救什么？
How is he going to save us?
两个层面。
From two perspectives.
我们知道他在十字架上为我们尝了死味。
We know that he tasted death on the cross for us.
双重的死。
He died from two different dimensions.
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候。
When Jesus was hung on the cross.
当耶稣大叫。
When Jesus cried out loud.
说伊利伊利拉玛撒巴哥大尼。
When he said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?
这个他被天父离弃了。
At that moment, he was completely separated from the Heavenly Father.
这个本来是我们要喊的。
This is something that we should be saying.
耶稣为我们喊的。
But Jesus experienced that for us.
这是很难的。
This is very difficult.
甚至在约翰福音十二章。
As recorded in John chapter 12.
耶稣想到那个十字架。
When he was thinking about the cross.
他很老实地对门徒讲。
He was quite frank with his disciples, and he said,
他说我心里难过。
He said, my heart is deeply sorrowful.
我不知道讲什么。
I do not even know what to say.
人最难过的时候是会难过到不晓得讲什么。
When you're deeply sorrowful, you would be without words.
还会讲得出来啊。
还
会叫你车祸了，这个人还会叫救命啊。
If you're in danger, you might call out for help.
当一个人气到讲不出来，那小心。
But when someone is extremely angry that they're speechless, then you better be careful.
主耶稣说，我现在难过的不知道讲什么。
Jesus said, I am deeply sorrowful that I am without words.
用这个可以想出被神离弃的痛苦。
You could imagine, the feeling of being abandoned by God.
接下来主耶稣就讲。父啊，救我脱离这个时候。
Then Jesus said, "Father, save me from this moment."
但是耶稣拿下了这个苦杯。
But Jesus accepted this bitter cup.
他说：“我原为这个时候来的。”
He said, "I came for this time."
所以耶稣在十字架上为我们大叫了。
Therefore, Jesus cried out loud on the cross for us.
那我们知道。他这时候是说我的神我的神不是说我的父我的父、啊、
At this moment he said my God my God rather than my father my father
神是所有人的神甚至你不认识他的他也是你的神、啊、
God is the God of all men even if you didn't know him he's your real God
但是神不是每个人的父、啊、因为你已经失掉了这个儿子的名分了
But God is not the father of all because you have lost your sonship、
所以耶稣在十字架上第一句话说父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
The first phrase Jesus uttered on the cross was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
到了他在喊伊利伊利的时候
，But eventually he said, "Eli, Eli."
我的神，我的神，不是说我的父，我的父。
He was calling my God, rather than my Father."
这就是主耶稣替我们尝死味了。
This is how Jesus experienced spiritual death on our behalf.
我们洗礼的时候。
When we are baptized,
在真耶稣教会洗礼
when we're baptized in the true Jesus Church,
就是跟耶稣一起死
we die with our Lord Jesus,
一起埋葬
we are buried with him,
就是他把我们灵的罪过把它抹消
and that's the moment when he remit our spiritual sins.
但是这只是灵的跟神和好啊
This is only the reconciliation of our spirit with God.
主耶稣在十字架上
When Jesus was on the cross,
最后他讲什么
What did he say at the end?
他说父啊，我把我的灵交在你手中。
He says, Father, unto you I give my soul.
最后把灵交出去。
In the end, he gave his spirit back to
God. 这时候他又讲父了。
At this moment, notice he said Father again.
也就是说，灵的层面已经跟神和好了。
In other words, spiritually speaking, he has reconciled with God.
但是以肉体来讲
，But physically speaking,
灵魂就离开身体。
His spirit departed from his body.
耶稣就低下头断气就死了。
Jesus then bowed his head and gave his last breath.
因为亚当两次的死。
So as a human like Adam,
双重的死。
There are two levels of death.
所以主耶稣也要双重的死。
That's why Jesus also died from these two dimensions.
第一次就是被神离弃。
First, he was forsaken by God.
后来第二次他肉身也要死。
And his second death was his physical body.
他就把灵魂交在神的手中了。
So he gave his spirit unto God's hand.
他在哪里？
Where is he now?
以救赎的观点，他在乐园。
From the perspective of redemption, he's now in the paradise.
因为他应许那个强盗，那个得救的强盗。
Because he promised the robber who was hung next to him.
他说，今天你要同我在乐园。
He said, today you will be with me in the paradise.
所以，耶稣死了。
So Jesus died.
这是肉身啊。
His physical body died.
灵魂离开了。
And his spirit departed.
三天之后复活。
Three days later, he resurrected.
这个复活是什么复活？
What kind of resurrection is this?
就是身体的复活。
It's the resurrection of his body.
我们也一样。
We too.
我们现在已经受洗了。
We have been baptized.、
我们灵性已经复醒，已经醒过来了，已经是罪得洁净了。
Our spirit has been awakened. Our sins have been washed away.
但我们肉身一定还会再死一次。
But I guarantee you, our physical body will die.
虽然是我们是得救的人。
Even though we are saved.
我们现在的得救是灵魂得救。
Our salvation is at the spiritual dimension.
但是我们的身体还没得赎。
But our physical body has not been redeemed.
我们还在等这个时候。
We are still waiting for that moment.
我们来看以弗所书。
Turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十四节
Verse 14. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14. The Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory.
这个是要把我们的这圣灵哈，就是要只等到神之民被赎，表示说还没被赎啊。
Here it says the Holy Spirit is the guarantee.Until the redemption, so it means we have not been redeemed yet.
我们灵性已经被赎。
Yes, our spirit has been redeemed.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
如果我们信耶稣之后
After we believe in Jesus,
我们有时候也会劳苦叹息啊。
Sometimes we will still feel sad and be sorrowful.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们还有肉体啊。
Because we still carry the physical body.
还没有完全被赎啊。
We're not completely redeemed yet.
我们来看23节就好。
Romans chapter 8 verse 23. Verse 23, not only that, but we also have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves eagerly waiting for the adoption and the redemption of our body.
这非常清楚了，我们还在等啊。
This verse says very, very clearly that we're still waiting.
等什么？
What are we waiting for?
这边说我们的身体得赎。
Here it says we're waiting for the redemption of our body.
虽然我们是圣灵初结的那个果子。
Even though we're the first fruit of the Spirit.
我们心里还是要叹息的。
Our heart still groans.
我们还要等着得到这个儿子的名分。
Because we're still eagerly waiting for this adoption.
我们已经得到了。
We have already received.
但是还没有完全。
But it's not a complete.
我们还要再等。
We are still waiting.
等什么？
What are we waiting for now?
等我们的这个身体要得赎。
We're waiting for the redemption of our body.
也就是我们会，灵魂会离开，我们肉体会死。
In other words, our spirit will depart from our body, meaning our body will die.
那以后呢？要像耶稣一样。
We will be like Jesus.
我们还要复活。
We will resurrect.
所以耶稣来的时候，
When Jesus comes again,
我们都要复活了。
We will all resurrect.
是什么复活？
What part of our body, what part of us will resurrect?
在哥林多前书十五章告诉我们，就是身体复活。
First Corinthians chapter 15 says that our body will resurrect.
因为我们的灵性已经在洗礼的时候复活了。
Because our spirit has already resurrected at the time of baptism.
所以到耶稣来的时候。如果我们还那时候还在了哈
，So when Jesus comes again, if we're still alive then,
我们会变化
，We will transform.
我们的身体会变化，成为灵属灵的身体。
Our physical body will transform into a spiritual body.
那你问说属灵身体像什么
？If you ask, well, what does a spiritual body look like?
就是像耶稣复活的身体。
It will look like the body of Jesus after he was resurrected.
耶稣复活了。
Remember after he resurrected,
也可以显现给人看。
He could manifest himself to human beings.
一下子就来了。
He could be here at a given instant.
他们门关着就都不见了。
The door was closed, but he could disappear just like that.
他已经超越了这个物界了。
Because he has already transcended from the material world.
所以我们现在还在等。
Right now, we are still waiting.
好， 你的盼望是什么？
What is your hope today?
我们要到天国。
We hope to go to heaven.
不是死了再看有没有。
You don't need to wait until you die to see if that's true.
如果这样子的话，那实在是很可怜了。如果没有，你怎么办？
If that's the case, then it'll be quite sad, because you really don't know for sure.
所以从圣经我们看得很清楚。
But from the Bible, we understand clearly.
刚刚那个以弗所书第一章也告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 1, we already learned.
你还没到天国。
You're not quite in heaven yet.
他已经把圣灵赐给你了。
But God has already given you His Holy Spirit.
圣灵是你进天国的凭据。
As a guarantee for you to go to heaven.
嗯，我们常常用这个说，好像你要搭飞机买机票一样。
We often liken the Holy Spirit like the airplane ticket.
如果你是一般应该是这样，我不知道。如果你是这个航空公司的总裁啊。
If you're the CEO of an airline.
你要上机之前没有那个什么机票应该是不行的。
I would presume that you can't get on a flight unless you have a ticket.
跟这个一样。
Same principle.
你要进天国。
You want to go to heaven?
你怎么晓得有天国？
How do you know heaven exists?
你怎么那么的有把握说我一定去？
How can you be sure that you are going to heaven?
圣经说我们已经得到了圣灵。
The Bible tells us we have the guarantee of the Holy Spirit.
这是应许。
This is a promise.
给我们的。
This is to be given to us.
这是一个印证。
This is a evidence.
盖在我们的额上。
It is sealed on our forehead.
这样就让这个信仰不是对未来的一个空想，或是对未来一个希望。
So our faith is no longer just an imagination or an empty hope for the future.
而是你有证有据的，神就握在你手中。
But rather, you have full assurance and the evidence that God is in your life.
因为有圣灵的带领。
Because you have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的洗礼才能够赦罪。
That's why there's power in our baptism.
因为有圣灵的带领。
Because of the guidance of the Spirit.
你洗脚里才有功效。
There is efficacy in our foot washing.
也因为圣灵跟我们同在。
And because the Holy Spirit abides with us.
我们现在在守安息日。
We are observing the Holy Sabbath.
地上的安息日。
We are observing Sabbath on earth.
我们盼望着一个以后永远的安息。
And we have a living hope of eternal peace and rest in heaven.
我们来看约翰福音第六章。
Turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
第五十三节。
Verse 53. John chapter 6, verse 53. Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
谢谢。
Verse 54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. 55. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. 56. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
我们现在的圣餐就是有这个功效。
This is the effect of our Holy Communion.
因为有圣灵跟我们同在。
Because the Holy Spirit abides with us.
照耶稣的吩咐。
According to the commandment of the Lord,
我们就很单纯的相信。
We believe in simple faith.
我们等一下祝谢之后。
After we give thanks,
照耶稣当时所做的，就是用无效的饼。
We follow the example of Jesus by using an unleavened bread.
用当时耶稣所用的，就葡萄的产物。
We follow his
就是葡萄汁了。
We follow his example to use grape juice.
那我们祝谢。
The fruit of the vine, and after we give thanks,
像耶稣一样,
just like Jesus.
因为圣灵的运行,
according to what he did, the Holy Spirit will move among us.
我们吃圣餐,
and we partake the Holy Communion.
一方面我们思想耶稣怎么为我们受苦,
on the one hand, we recall how much he has suffered for us.
另外一方面呢,
and on the other hand,
它有实质的功效,
there is true substantial power.
你吃圣餐就吃耶稣的肉，喝耶稣的血。这边耶稣说，就有永生，在末日我要将他复活。
If you eat, take the communion, you are eating his flesh and drinking his blood. And Jesus said, you will have eternal life, and I will raise you at the last day.
就是要靠着圣灵相信的。
You have to believe this through your faith.
那个饼就饼啊。
The bread is bread.
那个汁就是汁。
The juice is juice.
但是在灵里面。
But in the spirit.
耶稣应许我们。
Jesus promised us.
我们末日要复活，就是靠这个力量。
This is the power by which we will be resurrected in the last day.
因为你吃了耶稣的肉，喝了耶稣的血，以后复活有耶稣的肉跟血的本质在里面。
Because if you eat his flesh and drink his blood, you too will have the essence of his flesh and blood, and you will be resurrected in the last day.
这是属灵的功效，不是那个面粉饼，还是那个葡萄汁的功效。
This is due to the power of his spirit, not due to the power of the flour or the juice.
所以这个跟我们得救是息息相关的。
This is directly and intimately related to our salvation.
再来，我们在办圣餐的时候
，During our Holy Communion，
让我们重新再来思考我们在主面前的，所得到的恩典。
Let's recount all the blessings we have received from our Lord.
他真的是一路爱我们到现在。
Our Lord has persistently loved us from the beginning until now.
有时候我们对神的爱。不太了解。
Sometimes we would forget about his great love.
好像小孩子有时候对父母的爱不了解。
Sometimes like young children, they don't quite understand their parents' love.
但是他一直爱我们。
But he continues to love us nonetheless.
所以让我们重新再想主耶稣的爱。
So let's remember the love of our Lord Jesus.
他的伤痕医治了我们的心。
The wounds on his body heals our heart.
他的苦难带给我们平安。
His trials gives us hope and peace.
在这个世上，我们靠着他的血跟肉继续活下去，继续走下去，继续工作，服侍下去。
Through his flesh and blood, we can continue to work and continue to serve him in this life.
那我们现在就要一起来祝谢。
And now we will give thanks.
那。这是一个无酵饼。
This is an unleavened bread.
一个。
One bread.
这是象征我们是在主里面一体。
This symbolizes that we are one body in Christ.
这是没有酵的。
There is no leaven.
象征我们要从我们内心除罪。
This symbolizes that we must get rid of the sins in our heart.
因为这样才能够领受耶稣这个一个身体的没有罪的身体。
Only then are we worthy to receive his sinless body.
好，我们现在一起跪下，我们来祝谢。
Let's all kneel down and give thanks.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks and we pray.
主啊，我看到你从天道成肉身到世上。
Lord, we have seen how you come into this world in the form of flesh.
你生在一个木匠的家庭。
You were born in a house of a carpenter.
因为这样的出身一直被嘲笑。
Because of your humble background, you were mocked.
虽然你带给人恩典，行了神迹奇事。
Even though you have performed many miracles and give people grace.
他们一直重复的一句话。木匠的儿子能做出什么？
They repeatedly say, "What good can come of a carpenter's son?"
因为你长在一个乡下。
Because you grew up on the countryside.
所以，因为你的出身也被人所嘲笑。
People ridicule you because of your background.
拿撒勒人出什么呢？
What good can come out of Nazareth?
主啊，你一生走过了荆棘的道路。
Lord, you have journeyed a path of thorns.
为了要把荆棘除去，让我们有一个康壮的大道。
In order to remove the thorns and give us a wide path.
从人类以来。
From the beginning of human history.
因为罪，所以荆棘满途。
Thorns have filled all of our journey.
但是主啊，你一路来都是为我们准备一条得救的路。
But Lord, you have done everything to prepare a living way of salvation.
我们看到你的身体被打破了。
We have seen how they break your body.
我们也看到他们用荆棘变成冠冕刺在你头上。
We have seen how they put a crown of thorns on your head.
咒诅的荆棘。
The thorn of curse.
现在到你的头上了。
Now you are wearing them.
我们来到你面前。
Lord, now we come before you.
我们还有什么忧虑的呢？
What worry would we have?
主啊，再次的祝福我们。
We ask you to bless us.
依照你的应许。
According to your promise.
还有圣灵的运行。
According to the power of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，这个无效饼成为你的肉。
Lord, transform this bread into your body.
我们这样相信。
We believe.
我们这样祷告。
We pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is 主的肉。
This is the body of our Lord.
在灵里面。
In the spirit.
那所以我们如果在座有第一次来，或是没有在真耶稣教会受洗的，我们很抱歉，你以后洗礼之后再跟我们一起来分享。
We like to ask those who have not been baptized in the True Jesus Church to refrain from partaking this time.
那在这里跟你们说对不起。
We apologize.
好，那我们现在就来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
48首。
Number 48.This is grape juice.
我们也是存着信心跟感谢的心一起来祝谢。
With our faith and with our thankful heart, let's also give thanks.
我们起来跪下
祝谢。Let's kneel down and pray together.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名祝谢。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
主啊，我们看到各个踏山的路上。
Lord, we have witnessed the journey to Golgotha.
我们看到你从你的被鞭打的背流出了血。
We've seen the blood that came out of your broken back.
主啊，每个脚印都是一个血印。
Lord, every one of your step was a blood footprint.
你的血印带给我们平安。
Your blood has given us peace.
主啊，你又被带到各个塔山上。
Lord, you were led onto the mountain of Golgotha.
他们把你的两个手、两个脚钉上钉子。
They pierced through your hands and feet with nails.
我仿佛看到你被的高高的被高举在那里。
And we could imagine how you're raised up high.
钉下去的时候，我们似乎看到血涌出来。
And we could imagine how the blood gushed out when they nailed the nail onto your hands.
你的手在流血。
Your hands were bleeding.
你的脚在流血。
Your feet were bleeding.
你头上的荆棘冠冕的血迹也是在流着。
And your blood continued to flow from the thorns on your head.
最后兵丁又用枪扎你的肋旁。
In the end, the soldier pierced through your side.
我们看到你救恩的血水流出来。
We see the water and the blood flow from the fountain of salvation.
主啊，你受苦的血。
Lord, the blood that you shed in your suffering.
你为我们所流出的宝血
，The precious blood that you have shed on our behalf，
成为我们救赎的泉源。
It now becomes the fountain of our salvation。
主啊，在这里，我们凭着信心，跟你的应许，跟圣灵的运行。
Lord, by our faith and by your promise and through the working of the Holy Spirit，
祈求主耶稣，让这个葡萄汁在灵里面成为你的宝血。
Lord, we ask you to transform this grape juice in the spirit into your blood.
我们这样相信，并且这样接受。
We sincerely believe and we receive.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 重新得到主的应许。
We thank God that once again we are able to receive His promise.
我们从现在开始有个新的开始。
We now have a new beginning.
因为耶稣在我们身上。
Because Jesus is now in us.
他要跟我们同在。
He abides with us.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the world.
所以我们可以坦然地走上我们人生的另外一个路程。
We can continue this journey confidently.
那现在我们要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to offer our prayer together.
刚刚我们又有谈到。
A few moments ago, we mentioned this.
你怎么晓得以后会去天国？
How do you know for sure you're going to heaven?
因为现在神已经要把他的灵降在你身上。
Because now the Spirit of God shall descend upon you.
这就是神的灵。
This is the Spirit of God.
这个圣灵也是父跟子的灵。
The Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of the Son and the Father.
从圣经来看。
From the perspective of the Bible,
他们得圣灵之后，
when the apostles received the Holy Spirit,
如果照原来的那话是说用舌头说话，
they spoke in tongues, meaning they used their tongue to speak.
这个不是人间的语言啊。
This is not any human language.
语言有它的文法。
There's grammars in every language.
语言再难的语言也可以学。
You could learn any earthly language, however difficult it may be.
但是这个是跟神讲话。
But this is a language of God.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians.
14章。
Verse 14.
第四节。
Verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4.
我们看第看第二节就好了。
Let's read verse 2 instead. Chapter 14, verse 2.For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries.
所以这是讲方言的，讲灵言，用舌头讲话的奥秘。
This is a mystery of those who speaks in tongue.
我们跟神讲话可以用我们你拥有的语言。
Yes, you could speak to God with a comprehensible tongue.
神都听得懂。
With comprehensible language, and God will understand you.
但是这里呢，神特别用圣灵让我们来跟他沟通。
But here, God gives us a spiritual experience of speaking to Him in spirit.
这说没有人听得懂。
Here says no one understands.
就是从你的灵，从你的心灵里讲出来的。
But they are words that come out of your heart.
并且呢，讲各样的奥秘。
Out of your spirit, and you speak mysteries.
所以你如果第一次来参加我们聚会。
If this is your first time visiting our church,
我们现在就要用灵言来祷告。
We are now going to pray in the spirit.
我们要用灵言来跟我们的阿爸父讲话。
We're going to speak to our Abba Father in spirit.
有时候可能带你来的那个你的朋友应该是正常人才对。
The person who brought you to the church must be, should be a normal human being.
等一下祷告，他如果有得到圣灵。
If that person has already received the Holy Spirit,
你会感觉奇怪，他讲什么？
You will notice that they're speaking an unknown tongue.
在使徒时代，被人家说好像被新的酒灌满了。
In the apostolic time, people thought those who received the Spirit were filled with new wine.
疯了，怎么这个样子？
They thought these people have gone crazy.
有人说难看。
People thought they look unsightly.
有人说好吵。
Or they're noisy.
这是每个人你直接跟神讲话的。
But everyone is able to speak to God directly in spirit.
差不多2000多年前。
More than approximately 2000 years ago.
圣灵第一次降在耶路撒冷。
When the Holy Spirit descends in Jerusalem for the first time.
使徒他们在一个第二层在一个楼上祷告。
The apostles were praying in an upper room.
一祷告声音很大。
They pray with loud noise.
圣经说记载说全城轰动啊。
The Bible records that the entire city were excited.
他们说这是什么？
They wonder what is this?
有人听出他们在讲神的奇妙的作为。
Some people heard that they are speaking the wondrous work of God.
但有人说这些人喝了怪酒啊，是一种新的酒。
And some people say they're filled with new wine.
疯了。
They're crazy. They've gone mad.
我们等一下就是要用这个祷告。就是2000年前的祷告来祷告。
Well, we're going to pray in a moment the same type of prayer that they did 2,000 years ago.
这个也是神给我们的一个印记，你为什么会去天国？
This is God's guarantee and evidence that you will go to the heaven.
你虽然有时候你感觉不好看或不好听。
Oh, you may think this is unsightly or it's noisy.
但是这个比你全世界你有什么什么地契、房契什么全部加起来更重要，并且呢更价值。
But this, the possession of the Holy Spirit is more, important than any other possession you may have on earth.
如果你第一次来这里，跟我们一起祷告。
If this is your first time experiencing the True Jesus Church,
我们开始，这是就是一定是讲，就奉耶稣的名祷告。
We always begin by saying, "In the name of Jesus, we pray."
你这个没有一个地址，你乱那个什么。乱送也不知道送到哪里去了。
You must know whom you're talking to, whom you're addressing.
所以这是一定的，要奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So you must begin your prayer by the name of Jesus.
好，那这里有记载了哈。那你可以讲什么？祷告没有公式，不要忘记。
There's not a set formula for your prayer. You can say whatever you want.
如果有人写一个公式叫你说，你跟爸爸讲话要这样子，我看晕倒了。
You will be quite puzzled if someone says to you, this is the way you must speak to your father.
亲爱的父亲，难道要一定有个公式吗？
You think your beloved heavenly father will require you to speak to him a certain way?
你讲什么都可以。
You can say whatever you want to him.
高兴你讲高兴。
If you're happy, tell him you're happy.
不高兴你说我很难过。
If you're sad, tell him you're sad.
但是你祷告到最后，你不知道讲什么了。
But in the end, you might run out of words.
所以从圣经我们就要念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
So from the Bible, we learn that we could praise him by saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
不要误会说这是咒语啊，或是什么一定没有的。
Don't mistaken this for a chant or something. It's not.
这是用感谢颂赞来代替你的讲的话。
But this is to replace your own words by praises and thanks.
你也可以一直讲你要讲的话。
You could continue to say, talk to me in your own words.
你已经不晓得言已尽了，那就念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
But if you run out of words, then you could continue to praise him by Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那最后我们结束，你就要讲 Amen.
And we could conclude our prayer by saying Amen.
Amen 就是说诚心的、实实在在的，不是说结束的意思。
Amen does not mean conclusion, but it means sincerely or truthfully.
好，你第一次来，你也可以坐着，也可以站着，你也看，可以看我们祷告，我们没有秘密啊。
If this is your first time, you're welcome to sit, to stand, to open your eyes and watch us. There's no secret here.
但是我们是正常人。
But we are all normal.
你不要跑掉就是了。
I hope you don't run away.
如果把你吓跑也。也没办法了。
If you're too scared,
至少你相信我们是正常的。
I hope that you can see that the person who brought you here is a normal person.
那我们为什么祷告像这样子？
So why do we pray this strange way?
因为有神的灵来了。
Because the Spirit of God descends on us.
这个可能你没有经历到的。
Perhaps it's something you have not yet experienced.
你也可以经历现在哦。
But you can experience this today.
如果你相信那个带你来的，他不会骗你。
If you believe the person who brought you is truthful and honest,
你也可以像这里所讲的。
Then I invite you to try it.
跪下。
Kneel down.
闭上眼睛。
Close your hands.
闭上眼睛就是把外在把它隔绝。
So that you could concentrate.
你能够面对的属灵的世界。
And you could face the spiritual world.
双手合起来。
Close your hands.
怎么合都可以了。
Whichever way doesn't matter.
好，然后呢，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And to begin.Praying in the name of the Lord Jesus.
那你就念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then you can say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
求主耶稣赐给我圣灵。
And ask the Lord to give you the Holy Spirit.
如果你很诚心。
If you are sincere.
你也知道天父。
And you know the Father and acknowledge Him.
你只要大大张口。
All you have to do is open your mouth.
神就会大大的充满你。
God will fill abundantly in your heart.
你可以体验。
You will experience.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.